Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I can tell you, once I popped it on and she saw Rob Spiewak on the RV for the first time with that long ponytail he was sporting back at the time.
Yeah.
She turned to me and said, and I quote, "Oh, he definitely f***s off to Elvis Presley."
Wow. All I know is the last time I went, I saw a guy look just like Tony Stark.
Tony Stark? Is he Iron Man?
Yes, he's the guy that turns into Iron Man because he puts on the Iron Man outfit. Julia got a mouth burn from overeating vinegar, salt and vinegar chips. They're just too acidic. So
yeah, so she didn't develop the immunity yet like her father?
No.
Okay. All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide Open Wednesday, Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everybody. How's it going? Let's say hi to Jason in Rochester, New York. Jason, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. We're doing it a little earlier than normal. So you're the very first caller on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. That's our phone number right now. So if you'd like to get on the line, to get on the air, we'd sure appreciate it. People seem to be a little confused this morning. Kind of funny that 8 a.m. works, but 8:30 seems to confuse people.
That's the halfway mark
right
between 8
between.
And 9.
Flex hour.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Good, gentlemen. So I have the quarterly performance report for Moe's stock tip for you.
Oh, yes!
Oh, that is so exciting. Now, Mohammed is someone that kind of usually calls after 9 a.m. He may be confused with the change in time
today.
He waits
until the market starts.
No, he can't wait. He can't until they ring the bell, right? That was just a sound effect.
Seems to be confused like most of our listening audience. Send another push out. Let's say, okay, what's the quarterly performance there, Jason?
Yeah, so if you remember from the last time I called in, Mo was right at the heels of the S&P 500. And so for quarter two and quarter three, Mo has provided an 8.73% return, beating the S&P by 1.7%.
Isn't that marvelous? And beating Mr. O'Mara's portfolio.
What was the S&P at, and how much did he beat it by?
The S&P over the last two quarters was at 7%, and he was at 8.73.
Wow!
So if you were to invest a dollar in the stock market, you'd have $1.09.
That's diminishing it, Rob. But I mean, say if you were to put a nice little $500 investment, you'd be up a few.
That's shekels, true. Don't water down our great Mo and his stock tips.
The way, I heard shekels is anti-Semitic. That I shouldn't say
I don't
shekels
think it,
anymore.
Is it?
Well, somebody got in trouble, in this age of diversity, divisiveness, I should say. People get in trouble for that type of stuff.
No, that was.
So.
No, I think it's just. I think
I'd like any clarification if that is the case.
It is a form of money, is what my understanding.
Well, Jason, that is awesome. And will you continue to track Mo's stock tips? Because I think that'll be very enlightening for our listening audience. I think that'll be fantastic.
Yeah, I definitely will. And actually, if he keeps paying off like our most recent one, he picked Tilray at the end of August, and that is a marijuana stock. And
I remember that.
And he caught that right before the marijuana boom that happened over the last couple of weeks. So if you bought that one and sold high, you would have actually made about 400%.
Oh my God!
That's pretty funny.
Are you aware, Mike? Are you
only 66?
Are you aware of a marijuana boom in the last few weeks?
Yes.
How did I miss it?
Stock-wise,
Coca-Cola was.
They were going to do.
There was a rumor about infusing marijuana into sodas. And
Jason, that rocks. Thank you very much for paying attention to the show, and that's helpful. Even though we have a lot of fun with Mo, somebody's out there really tracking it. We appreciate the phone call. Let's go to our good friend Preston. In New Freedom. Hi, Preston. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, all. I'm doing very good. About to get ready to make my cup of coffee for the day and By the way, sorry I didn't call in last week. I was busy having fun in Nashville.
Oh, look at this guy.
What were you doing
in
Nashville?
Wonderful.
My mom had a business trip last week down there, so she invited me to go. So during the day, I spent the day in the motel, but during the evening, we went downtown. We went to the Gorge. We went to Ole Red. We went to another pub down there. Friday, we did Jack Daniels. We did the Grand Ole Opry, and we did Nashville Palace afterwards. So, yeah, it was
I love that. Fun. I love that. That's fantastic, Preston. Preston, what do we owe this wonderful call other than just a hello today?
Well, I did, as far as other news goes, I did get invited to a job fair coming up October the 4th. I'm working on some things to straighten out for that.
New leads.
All right, that's good.
Good.
That's
thanks
awesome.
For the update.
I'm glad you had a good time in Nashville and continued support. Did you get a chance to hear Jason's little stock tip for us that our friend Mo is actually performing for people?
Yes, I did. I got the notification. I called. I waited, and I heard it, and that's amazing.
You rock, Preston.
Yes, very amazing.
God bless you,
thank
Preston.
You.
I'm glad you had a good time in Nashville.
Have you
let's
ever been
go
to Nashville, Mike?
I have been to Nashville to where Don and I shot a television commercial in Nashville where I was really pretty much molested by a chimpanzee.
I remember.
And your chance to win $10,000. And the chimp's little chimp finger was right on the tip of my esophagus here, and it was painful. It was not fun at all.
They were with a chimp because they were zookeepers.
Oh, morning zoo.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got Ty Allen Goodman up too, and you know, it was crazy days. We called. They brought so much food into this film place where it was called Film House.
Right.
We ended up renaming it Food House because they catered breakfast, they catered lunch, and they catered dinner. It was a long shoot, a long day, but the food was, they just brought it in there, and it was
craft fun. Services.
Craft services. It was wonderful. Let's go to Chris, Silver Spring, Maryland. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm calling with an interesting story. First, Mike.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you guys that, I wanted to thank you. Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. There is no need to be nervous.
Friends.
You are among three underachievers here. There is absolutely no reason for nerves.
Move it along.
We don't know how to read.
Yeah. No, I was calling to say thank you because I wrote to you a while back when my grandfather had died, and you had told me that this story that you did last week to that other guy about he'll always be in your mind and everything. And my grandmother passed away a few months ago, and we were able to go up to Michigan where she was, they grew up there, my parents, and sorry.
That's all right. That's all right, pal. Don't worry about it. Relax. You're among friends here. Seriously.
Yeah, no. We were able to take her up to Burt Lake, Michigan, where they had an old family home. And my mom was looking for a place to see if we could take the family up there, if they could get a rental. And they ended up finding a rental that was two houses away from the old family place. And during the funeral, I was able to tell them the kind of relay the letter that you had written me a few years ago.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That is awesome. What our friend Chris is talking about is, I say this to a lot of people because when my father died, it was passed along to me, and I write it to people more than anything else that I write to people, which is things will never be the same, but they will get better with time,
yes.
Which is somebody said that. I don't remember where it came from. And then at my father's eulogy, I mentioned that the human spirit stays in you. That's a fact. I mean, you can talk about believing in, meeting somebody in heaven and all that wonderful stuff that we tell ourselves to make us feel better. And maybe it's true. Maybe it's not. Nobody really knows. But the idea of a person living on in you, they live in your mind.
Sure.
They live in with your memory and their spirit stays with you. And that's the truest thing in the world. And I'm honored that you passed that along at the services for your grandmother.
Yeah.
And I think that's wonderful. And that's kind of what I did. I got it and I passed it along. I took the human spirit line from a movie starring Robin Williams called Awakenings.
Yeah.
Oscar, you wanted to jump in and say something here?
Look, this isn't easy to ask, but someone has to ask it. What type of chair are you sitting in?
That's not funny on this call. That only works when they call from the Adirondacks.
Okay. Oh, is that what he was doing?
Yeah, it was a 2 week.
Is that what
it was?
Is
a 2 week callback.
They can't all be winners. You got to keep swinging.
This is when he becomes a fanboy. This is when he becomes a fanboy. And he's trying to like play. He's trying. It's true. He's trying to play. He's nowhere near the Adirondack Mountains, right?
Where, yeah, but I want to know what type of chair he's sitting in calling to the show.
Chris, where are you calling from? You're calling you're Silver Spring, Maryland right now, right?
He's in a Silver Spring chair.
I'm outside walking around.
Oh, you're not.
He's not even sitting.
Oh, he's not even sitting down, for God's sake. Well, Chris, that's...
I had tried to call when we were up in Burt Lake.
Oh, that would have been cool.
It actually ended up being a day when you guys had phone issues, but I got the notification on my phone when we were out paddleboarding in the middle of Burt Lake.
Will you do me a favor? The next time you give us a call, make sure you're in there's a town I want you to call us from. It's in Pennsylvania. It's Barca Lounger, Pennsylvania.
Do it then. Hey, Chris, our sincere condolences on the passing of your grandma. And I am truly, truly honored that you passed that along. And that makes me feel good. And I wish you nothing but the best, my friend. That's wonderful. You wanted to say one more thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just had one more question. A couple months ago, you guys, our pony was out because of a tooth issue or dentist issue.
Tooth fairy.
Did you guys talk about that on the bonus show at all? I just recently purchased that.
We talked about a lot of good stuff. You know,
yeah, we were about to discuss it in depth, and then we missed our plane to Japan.
Hey, and Chris, you'll find that we speak about pornography on the bonus show more than anything else. So get ready to enjoy that, my friend. All right.
And when Pony was having his dental work, he was sitting in a dentist chair.
Look, timing is everything. I thought it would have been funny. I clearly whiffed. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You live, you learn.
It's a live to tape show. Dave from Orlando, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. And if you're taking a survey, I am also not sitting in the chair.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. What can we do for you, Dave? Right off the bat. That's good. That's a good thing.
I wanted to give you a call because I recently got a 9-to-5 job about 8 months ago, so I haven't been able to call you guys. I'm waiting for a doctor's appointment, and I appreciate everything you guys do. My wife said when I asked her, can I purchase a fruitcake, she didn't bat an eye and said, yes, go for it. And I
God bless you. God bless you. We're going to get an update on the fruitcakes. I think Rob is ready to take the Oompa Loompas into the kitchen and get ready to make it. But thank you so much for the support. We appreciate that. We go to Tokyo, Japan, and our favorite pilot with questionable health issues, who is, not the kind that'll, mean the plane's going to go anywhere.
No.
But he's just always, he's always dealing with something. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Joel Rogers, a tremendous proponent of the company known as Delta Airlines.
Yes.
Joel, how are you, my friend?
Ohio, gozaimasu, konnichiwa from Tokyo.
Oh, wow.
How are you, Joel? That's wonderful. You got it. Long hop for you.
Well.
Wow. Are you? You're Tokyo now. That's a long, long flight, my friend.
No, this is vacation. I'm on day 5 of.
That's right. I read that.
17 amusement parks.
That's right. You're all over. How do the Japanese amusement parks compare to the American amusement parks?
Their operations are very slow. Lines take incredibly long. I did one ride at the Tokyo Dome where they literally started strip searching people. They made everybody take off everything: rings, watches, eyeglasses, you name it. So it was very invasive. So it's a little odd.
See, that's a different procedure at King's Dominion. They just make sure your gun isn't loaded.
At Gang's Dominion, they don't care.
It's a little different
about that. So let me ask you, I saw that post, Joel, and I'm glad you called because I want to ask you this question. So you're over Joel Rogers, not only a pilot, but Rob, originally he came to us via being that roller coaster maniac.
Now,
what is your
website, Joel?
CoasterGallery.com.
He has some great pictures of coasters all over the world. As a matter of fact, there's still a framed picture of a roller coaster that he gifted to us, to my family, that hangs in Robert's bedroom.
Beautiful.
It's a cool,
photo. Gang's Dominion.
Yeah. King's Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here with 150 enthusiasts for visiting 17 parks and 65 roller coasters.
Wow.
Wow. And what kind of group is that, Joel? Just not to, you know, I mean, you understand the comedy of the show. I mean, that is my prime directive. 150 people that get on a plane and go to Japan to ride roller coasters. What does that whole tour bus smell like root beer or something like that? What's going on?
There are some unique characters, no doubt. It's an interesting mix. There are a lot of young people and there are a lot of retired people. Strangely, I'm in the minority being kind of middle-aged, that it's kind of one end of the spectrum or the other. But it is a fun group.
I know this. They're all over 48 inches tall.
And
otherwise,
they
wouldn't be able to ride the coaster.
Joel, you know what we do here on the Mike O'Mara Show. So I have to ask you this, and I want an honest answer, Joel. And I'm not trying to be sexist here. I'm just trying to – it's a question. I feel like I'm interviewing the author the other day when I asked him about the way he wrote women.
Yes.
Are there any – you've got a group of 150
yes.
coaster enthusiasts. Is there any member of that group that would fall into the category of, like, turbo hottie? Of the female persuasion, who is not only an enthusiast, but attractive at the same time.
Besides my wife, who's traveling with me.
Oh, now, I know it's difficult for you to answer that. I will say, aside from your wife.
Yes.
Yeah. Aside from your wife.
There are not many.
What about...
There are a few, but it's not a rich environment.
All right,
it's not a target-rich environment.
Okay, how about this? Let's simplify. Let's say we were to recreate sort of a study group, and there's 100 coaster enthusiasts that are in Japan. This way, we can do percentages. If there's 100 coaster enthusiasts in Japan, what is the overall percentage of females? Period.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Oh, 30 to 40, maybe.
Well, that's higher than I thought.
That's more than I expected.
Mostly spouses that are being brought.
Yeah.
Or
Oscar has one last question. Are they sitting in Adirondack?
No.
They're sitting in coaster chairs.
What about guys? Any hot guys?
Oh, very good. See, that's good. That's balance. I like that.
Yeah, there are, and some play for one team, and some a lot play for another.
Hey, that's great, Joel. Yeah.
There you go,
See, Joel gets the show, and that's why this was a Joel, this is one of your finest segments ever on Wide Open Wednesday.
Agree.
You realize that, right?
Well, and the sad thing is I am so fatigued. It's 10 o'clock here, and we spent, 12 hours at Disneyland today, and tomorrow's Disney Sea, so... I'm a little loopy.
Man, oh man.
Figuratively.
Are any of the girls on your tour, are any of them Disney Seas?
Well, have a great time. Enjoy the culture, the food, and the fun of Japan. Oh, yeah. And check in with us when you get back, okay?
Domo arigato gozaimasu.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That was excellent.
Joel Rogers call. That's right.
Tony, doesn't it sound like fun in Japan?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Oh, and I forgot to ask him the main thing. He's been in a coaster all day. It's 10 o'clock in Japan.
Yeah.
The two primary words, jock itch.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know all those vape stores and vape lounges? What do you think they're going to be when they go out of business next year? Hoverboard shops? Probably hoverboard shops. Those will last, yeah. And I really don't get the appeal of that e-tobacco, because I smoked for years and years, and I don't ever recall going, yeah, that's okay. But I wish it tasted like a Cinnabon. Oh, well. I guess until technology catches up with my desires, I'll just have to keep dipping it in Airwick and rolling it in Pillsbury frosting to get my vape on.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Hey, from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I know I stepped on it because you're a little ahead of me, right?
Yeah.
Is that the way that goes?
Very close. Very close.
You know, when I haven't had that, that is a classic rock song. When I haven't heard it in a long time, which I hadn't.
Yes.
I love it. I could listen to the whole thing.
For your record player, do you have a copy of Boston, the original LP?
I think I do, but I'm not a
1,000%
sure.
God, it's the greatest album. Makes me feel good. It's a good album.
The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you. We're taking calls on Wide Open Wednesday, limping through them, but it was great to hear from Joel
was great.
Rogers.
Yeah, I loved it.
It's an interactive experience, so let us know what's happening in your life, and we'd love to hear from you, especially on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Wide Open Wednesday. If we get the calls, we'll take them because we're supposed to, because it's Wednesday, and that's what we do. It's a rule we made for ourselves, and we will follow it, bitches.
Hey.
Our show today brought to you by Alex Papp. He is the Northern California guru of real estate. He is a friend of TMOS, and he is one of the rare individuals who, as an individual entrepreneur, as an individual business owner, reached out to us with his love of TMOS and said, I would like to advertise on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's something that everybody else in our listening audience can do. It's actually a lot more doable than you would think, and Alex took advantage of that, and that's why I want you to support Alex Papp, the NorCal realtor, and invest in your future, and let Alex show you how. Alexander makes it easy to get you the perfect home. He can write an aggressive offer. He can work through the home inspections. He can even find you a great lender. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on all the biggies, Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com. Yes. He is ready to answer any questions about the real estate process. He'll make it smooth and stress-free. You could call Alex even if you're probably not out in Northern California and get pick his brain.
Sure.
Because he's done this a long time. His phone number is 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. He is licensed in the entire state of California, but focuses exclusively on NorCal, Wheatland, Rockland, Auburn, Sacramento, everywhere in between. Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal realtor, at 916-276-2129, BRE 019-860-31, Prado Real Estate. If you buy a home from Alex, you will get a Rob Spiewak fruitcake, ladies and gentlemen.
True.
A fruitcake.
Nice.
That, Rob is getting ready to go into the Spiewak kitchens with a bunch of elves and churn them out in the month of October. We're very excited about that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wide Open Wednesday. I have to tell you about my latest debacle with my fabulous cracked phone. But before we do that, because it's Wide Open Wednesday, it's time for our stock tip, which was mentioned.
Ah.
Outperforming the Standard & Poor's Index, ladies and gentlemen, we go to Mo. Mohammed with Mo's stock tip of the day. Mo, lay it on us, my friend.
Alibaba, ticker BABA, put that on your Robinhood.
This has been Mo's stock tip of the day.
That's awesome. I love that. That's great. Ryan in Long Island. Ryan in Long Island has been waiting a very, very long time. Ryan, take it away. You may be the very last call on Wide Open Wednesday. Go ahead, my friend.
Hey, guys. If I can, I'd like to share with you my wife's reaction to seeing your Road Trip DVD for the very first time.
Oh, ruh-roh.
Is this the one to Iowa?
Yeah, that's the only
Road
Trip DVD we did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, we did a Reno one as well. And that had some travel.
Did we do a Reno DVD? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that had some travel on
but
it.
The but Iowa one was a raunch.
Yeah, it was a lot of sugar.
God, I remember Cleveland. Hey, Oscar.
We'll
always have Cleveland. That's it. That's
and the amazing thing is.
You trumped me on that one. That's good.
We almost didn't go to that karaoke bar. Do you remember we were sitting in the restaurant and we said, do you want to do something? Do you not want to do something? Well, yeah, let's just pop in and see what happens.
Wasn't the attitude, hey, you know, what do we have to do?
Yeah.
We're going to be sitting our fat asses on an RV the next day making the final trek to Washington, D.C. Let's do something and go out and party a little bit. It was a Sunday night, wasn't
it? Yeah, and the waitress said, well, there's a place called the Sly Fox, and that's just up the street. They think they have karaoke.
You remember the name of the bar. Was the bar really called the Sly Fox?
Mike, if a bar ever invites me to go behind the bar and serve myself cherry-infused bourbon, I remember that bar.
Oh, it was awesome. It was a good time. So what'd she think of the DVD?
Well, I can tell you, once I popped it on and she saw Rob Spiewak on the RV for the first time with that long ponytail he was sporting back at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She turned to me and said, and I quote, oh, he definitely d***s off to Elvis Presley.
Wow.
I didn't see that coming. That's it. Get out of here.
Can you give her a
Ryan.
Message for me?
No, he's gone. That's it. You don't get a payback on that one. He's gone. He's long gone.
Tune into our next DVD for my counterpoint.
You know, we really had to hunt and peck for those wide open Wednesday calls, but they were all pretty
good.
Mike,
you found a pearl in that oyster, didn't you?
That's good. I love that. All right. So the continuing saga of this. I'll bring it up again so you can see it.
Oh, and to set the table, I got a text from Mike yesterday. He says, please don't text me. I can't read them. Send
me
emails.
Can't read my texts. Can't really see the keyboard. Can't do much with this phone, but I'm holding on to it. Now, if everything had gone smoothly, I would have received this phone, and my old phone would have been, I would have put in the software to suck all my data and all my private information out of it. I would have cleaned it up, and then I would have popped it in a box that's still here, by the way, and sent it back to the powers that be, and I would have been, it sounds weird. Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah. You sound great.
You sound dynamite.
Okay, just check it. And I would have sent it off and gotten a $200 credit. Yes, sir.
Just
yes.
For people that may have just been joining us, what happened is Mike dropped his phone down his recliner.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it made that sound.
The unbreakable phone.
That's right.
The unbreakable phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I can give a demonstration, I put it in the machine just like this. So I can't demonstrate it on this camera. It crushed it from the top down. It squeezed it like it was in a vise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it cracked both the front. Well, it cracked the front, and then the back developed a crack. Yeah, I think it was yesterday. And so if you
but the
see,
back is metal,
oh,
isn't
it's
it?
Spidered out. I see that.
Oh, that's
that.
Wild.
Oh, just like a windshield.
So, so here's what happened. So I submit the, I was supposed to send it off, and then I get the phone, and I drop it into the recliner, and it makes that sound. And I hadn't even activated the phone yet. So I go to the AT&T store, where the first comment to me was, it's the rollout day. It's pretty busy today. Real tough to do. Yeah, thanks for nothing, you complete ass. And I limp my way through this. They are not what I would describe as helpful.
Okay.
Because they're just not prepared. It's brand new. Nobody's busted
and
their
not
phone.
Not qualified.
Nobody's prepared for this because nobody's broken their phone except for this guy.
Overachiever.
And so I get the information. To make a long story short, I file a claim. I fill out an affidavit.
Oh.
F you, AT&T. Really. I can't even begin to tell you how down I am on this company right now. I'm almost, it would cost me an ass load of money if I have to say, kiss the whole thing goodbye.
Chow.
But I will not care because the joy of just divorcing myself
kiss
from
my
this
bumper.
Behemoth.
Kiss,
now, with that said, I should say the service I get is pretty darn good. I'm okay with that. It seems to work okay. But I end up filing a claim when I get home. There are passcode issues. There's this. There are that. It's a pain in the ass. Finally get the code filed. You do that by filling out an affidavit, putting in your passcode, by taking a picture of your affidavit, by uploading it to their website because they're so scary wonderful with their technology. Not. And then sending a picture of my driver's license.
Huh?
Within 24 hours, they'll get back to you. Well, they don't. This is Sunday night, and by the time I do check on the website, and I see that they've denied my claim. So they didn't even bother to send me an email.
Oh, boy.
Now, the reason they give for not doing the claim is because the phone hadn't been used to take calls or data. So go figure that. I bought the phone from AT&T.
Right.
I bought the insurance from AT&T. But because I didn't use the service, that I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. So
they took your money.
I end up calling AT&T. And this is where the games begin with the lady who says, well, you got to activate the phone. Then they will then wait 2 days and file the claim again. So I decide that I will wait till tomorrow and yesterday, rather, and I will file the claim. So I file another claim. At this point, I want to call the insurance company and make sure they have received my.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much data. And this is uploaded, and then they will send me an email that says, we received your documents. Thank you. You'll be hearing from us in 24 hours, followed by, please finish your claim. It's just, I believe they are doing this to make it as difficult as possible.
Of course.
So, After I get these two conflicting emails, I call them again. I said, I uploaded my most recent claim. Yes, the one of the 23rd. I said, no, the one of today, because today is the day that the green lines have gotten wider and the crack in the back has developed and I can't read my screen. And now I'm using data as I have been because this is the phone I'm using. So, well, okay, but let me call. Hold on, sir. Or I should do my impression of the guy that okay. I'm dealing with at the Assurian Insurance Center at AT&T. And he gets back. He says, it says it's the claim of the 23rd. I said, I just told you I uploaded an affidavit that said the 25th. You understand? They teach you that here?
Brad.
The 24th. So this guy gets back on, and he's so stupid, I asked for a supervisor.
Uh-huh.
Then Cortez, the supervisor, gets on with me and says, okay, we got the right documentation. We have your number. I've dealt with 5 or 6 people at this insurance company. And he says, you know what? I'm going to go right back to him right now. We've got the proper document. We're going to do a live analysis or something. What he said to me with his insurance jargon indicated to me that they were actually going to review the claim. The adjuster was going to review the claim as we spoke.
You had the impression that for some reason they were fast-tracking it, they were expediting it. So at this moment, at this isolated moment, did you have a blip of optimism?
I had optimism that he may get back on the phone with me and say, okay, they'll be sending you instructions on how to send your phone back and get the new one. That's what I was. That was it. And by the way, for that privilege, pay a $300 deductible, bringing the total cost of this phone to me at $1 million.
That's right.
What it was going to be. So I'm waiting, right? And then this guy Cortez gets back on the phone. And says, okay, they're going to get you. They're going to send you an email. And at that point, you hear this sound in the background. And I really do believe that he's saying that to me because now I'm going to wait again and I'm going to get rejected because he didn't want to do that. Right. And that's where I am right now with this.
Oh, you're still waiting for this email?
Yeah. Because it takes 24 hours, even though there's somebody there 24/7. It is nightmarish. It is and by the way, I have a $300 deductible. I broke this phone. I have a contract that says if I broke it, I buy it. I know it. I know all the details, but I bought the insurance to cover my ass for that, and they're giving me a by the way, this insurance company is in cahoots with the company that I bought the phone from, the company that owns DirecTV, the company that has the phone. They own everything.
Yep.
America, be aware. These companies, when they swallow up everything, you're not going to have any regress. You're not going to have any ability, redress, I should say. You are not going to have any ability to do this because they own everything. So in the meantime, I call the fabulous Apple Corporation.
Okay.
And just to get an idea of what this repair will cost if I have to chuck all of this. And they say because it's a screen broken on the front and the back that the cost of the screen I'm missing a step here. The Apple guy that I'm just trying to set up a Genius Bar appointment sends me to Best Buy because they don't have anything at Apple because they rolled the phone out and every 80-year-old F is there. Yesterday, dealing with their problems, so they send me over to Best Buy, which fills me with tremendous optimism that I'm going to get an answer.
Well, I got 2018. Yeah. Best Buy is the place to be. That place is happening.
Because I go to Best Buy, and the guy says, "Well, it's $500, $600 to do the repair." I'm like, "To repair the screen, even though the phone works, yeah, that's what it is." But the good news is they'll replace the screen. If the back and the front are cracked, they'll take care of both of them. That's the repair. I said, well, that's it is what it is, and I leave just to get information.
Right.
I find out later that no, they replace the phone.
They just give you a new phone.
They give you a new phone, which is what I'm trying to get in the first place, right? And then I began the insurance debacle. I know this is a lot of information, and if you don't, and I apologize that I'm doing a second day of this, but I am so pissed off and frustrated with this process that it is just, you know, all I did was make a mistake by dropping this phone and dropping it in such a perfect way that the phone was the Oscar's joy.
But the thing is not a mistake.
I'm the only one in the country that's broken an iPhone X Max.
But the thing is you might have made a mistake by breaking the phone, but you made the actual polar opposite of a mistake by buying insurance to cover yourself, and yet they're not honoring the contract. Yeah, because,
they're not honoring the insurance.
For those of you out there that are like, why didn't he just buy AppleCare? He didn't. If he would have done that, you would have walked in, they would have given you a new phone, you would have walked right out.
From this point forward in my life, I'm making a statement here.
Yes, here.
You know how I've used you to deal with companies before, Rob, and I've done. I'm using Oscar now, not only as a business consultant to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob, you will say that he had another success today. Did
yes,
he, not?
He did. He did.
I consider this a successful day for our board.
Yes,
because
indeed.
Once again,
it's a team success.
It's a team success. But Oscar does these things, and Oscar has once again dealt with the situation and made it better.
Right.
And you'll hear about that coming up, and I'm thrilled. I'm really excited about it, by the way. But you will now be in charge of consulting me on all of my Apple purchases.
Oh, because I love that.
I have punted this. I have punted this like nobody's punted. And I am now, I'm hanging on by a thread.
Oh, you're going to
be fine. I am hanging on by a thread. Someone is going to get the barrage of F words during this process, and it's coming today. I know it's coming today. No, what's going to happen is they're going to...
I hope it's not a family member.
I love my familia. By the way, that's been great. That's been fantastic. And, just a little...
Poor little Michael.
Yeah. A little touch of this last night
one
after
more
I
Lego.
Dealt with this... Came out of my office last night, and that's when Carla wanted to talk about the tuition plan for the kids' Montessori school.
Ah.
Was it the finest timing? I'm going to say no.
They don't.
I'm going to say no, but then I... But
you within, said, don't within, you know the green lines are getting wider?
I within 5 minutes, I said, you know what? It's bad timing, but that doesn't matter. This is a priority.
Yeah.
Our son is a priority.
But why do at least my wife and your wife, Mike, I can't speak for Rob's wife.
Well, she's sleeping.
I told my wife.
I saw your lovely wife this morning. She looked stunning.
She always does.
Looked ready earlier than you were in the studio getting things ready.
I dropped her off. So it helps when someone's driving a chariot to drop you off.
She's fantastic.
I said to Shannon about a month ago, I said, there's a storm coming, so we need to save money and we have to be prepared and no big expenses coming up.
Right.
And the storm is, look, this business is growing. We're reinvesting in the business. We've got this video layout. We've got another employee. So we are adjusting. And not 3 hours later, she says, this roof really needs to be replaced. And I said,
I think, listen, if you want, and I don't want to appear to be sexist or misogynistic in any of the, I don't want to do it. It seems to me that there is a feeling when you discuss a financial issue that they have to bring what's their financial issue into the discussion, regardless of how you may feel about your particular financial issue at that moment.
They may think they're showing empathy by sharing their view, but they're not.
They're making things worse. Let me wrap this up because we do have to move on. We are running late on the show, and I want to give everybody a wonderful recommendation for television. But I will tell you this, that I don't do this very often, but I'm doing it right now. Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara. I, your beloved podcaster, radio host right here with my friends Oscar and Rob. And I will tell you this. I don't ask this often, but if you happen to know anyone at the American Telephone and Telegraph Corporation of any level whatsoever, if you could pass along my little dilemma that I bought their $10,000 phone, and then it slid into my recliner, and now I have green lines over my little baby's face. You know, oh, it went off again. It went off again right when I. Oh, there it went on when I pulled. Let's go.
Off.
Go off when go I show to the camera. Go on here. Go off. You.
Focus on the message, Mike.
Anyway, if anyone knows anyone at AT&T, if you could do me a favor and just let them know what your boy's going through in your fine company right now, because I'd love to stay with him, but I'm going to drop him. I'm going to drop him like a sack of ramen noodles that have been overcooked. Mm-mm. Understand?
I've never heard that simile before.
Now, tomorrow I could come on and say, hey, the saga is over. They've accepted my claim. I'm going to have to pay them $300 so they can send me another phone. And if that's the case, what the...
Mike, all you want is what they promised you. That's
hey,
it.
Hey, Brad in Baltimore, if you want to hang on, we'll talk to you after the break. I'll let my little wide open Wednesday rule slide. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fan Man. Back with there the best prices at the Dan the Fan Man Fanporium. At our numerous locations in Fanassus, Washington, Fan DC, and Fanganistan. Fans so great, you'll be dancing the Dan the Fan Man Can-Can. And don't worry, if you require a fan for the tropics, I speak Spanish.
Sí, por favor, cumple una exhibición de bonas para que pueda dejar de hacer estos promo para el hombre blanco.
Remember, if you need a fan, I'm your man. Unfortunately, the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is only available in English, but it's always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
.com. Hey, everybody loves pizza. I'm here to tell you about our Uni pizza ovens. Men love fire. I love fire. The Uni. The Uni is the world's first portable wood-fired pizza oven. You can make authentic Neapolitan-style pizza in just 60 seconds. I mentioned we were going to do the video yesterday. We're going to do it tonight. We're really excited about making our Uni pizza. I'm getting a special table for it outside.
Oh, look at you.
You can make authentic pizzas. The secret's the heat. Uni heats the oven to 932 degrees, which means a crispy outer crust and a chewy, tender inner crust. You're going to have more fun with this than you can believe.
So fun.
The best you will ever taste. You will not have a pizza you make at home that will taste better than the Uni. I guarantee it. And I don't care if that results in some problem for me. I didn't make the pizza oven, but I like eating it. Plus, there are two models to choose from. The Uni 3 heats to 932 degrees in 10 minutes. It's portable. It's the size of a carry-on bag. The Uni Pro makes larger pizzas and heats to 932 degrees in 20 minutes and offers a quad fuel function. It cooks using wood, charcoal, wood pellets, or propane like I'm using. Ooh. And you're using yours with wood, right? What are you using? Hickory?
I use hickory and charcoal, lump charcoal. I mix them.
Nice.
And it's very excellent. So tasty.
He uses hickory because Rob Spiewak is making his famous Hoosiers pizza. For a limited time, Uni is giving our listeners 20% off their purchase. Go to uni.com. That's O-O-N-I.com and enter our code TMOS at checkout. That's O-O-N-I.com, code TMOS to get your Uni 3 or Uni Pro with 20% off to take advantage now. The offer is only good till midnight on November 18th. So get cracking and get making the pizzas. And
do it.
We should hopefully, if I'm able to, take the pictures properly, we should have a video up on my Facebook
phone page.
Thank you. Yeah, I got depressed again. Let's go to Brad in Baltimore. Check out the big call on Brad. Brad, what can we do for you?
Hey there, Mike. Hope all is well. Sorry about that phone thing.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Same problem.
Thank you. Okay, it's not that funny, Brad. It's not that funny, Brad.
I am calling to invite Rob A. and Oscar. And if you were in town, you and your boy, but I know you're not. You're in sunny Florida. But
I am.
Rob A., Oscar, Baltimore Comic Con, you guys are invited. Rob A. did a great job judging for me a few years ago.
I remember.
Mike chastised me. I never paid him. I just got him free admission. And so I just wanted to reach out and give a fresh invite because I love you guys.
When is it, sir?
It's this weekend.
Oh, okay.
All right, so what's
I don't have time Comic-Cons, to finish my Wonder Woman outfit.
Comic-Cons have gotten huge. Tell us about it because, I might take my niece and nephew.
Sure.
Because it's a really big deal. So what's the biggie? What's the headliner? What's the big deal for this weekend, Brad?
So
I'll give you a free plug.
This weekend, well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Our headliners this weekend are our media guests. Mike Coulter plays Luke Cage on Luke Cage. And Zach Levi, who you may remember from Chuck, and he's going to be the new Shazam. That's a movie you probably won't go see, Mike, but your son will love it someday.
All right. Okay. All right. Enough. All
and
right.
then Trisha Helfer from Battlestar Galactica.
Ooh.
Plus a whole bunch of people in costume and a lot of people having fun and people reading comics.
Will they be selling any merchandise?
I have a number of Pop Fun people selling, so I've got something for Oscar too.
You like those little pop?
Is it a babe? Is it a babe rich environment there, Brad? Lots of women walking around in costume.
It is a babe rich environment.
It's exciting.
We have folks, the cosplay has gotten a bit sexier these days.
Oh yeah,
I recall this. I recall the fact that a high bar has been set, and there is a certain relaxed moral code that they throw off.
All right, so where I'll give you a full plug, Brad. You're nice enough to wait online and to call in here. Where is it taking place, and what are the hours and all that good stuff?
We're at the Baltimore Convention Center, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 1 to 7 Friday, 10 to 7 Saturday, and 10 to 5 on Sunday.
Always there you go.
Long, lots right. of fun. I love you guys. I wish
love you too, thanks, Brad. Thank you very much, and thanks for calling in and letting us know, because I know a lot of ponies. Hey, do you want to include Pony on that invite?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Pony boy, yeah, that'd be something you'd probably like
we'll
to go
travel.
To. That'll be good. Okay. That'll be good. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate that. That's wonderful.
All and, I know yes. is the last time I went, I saw a guy look just like Tony Stark.
Tony Stark? Is he Iron Man?
Yes, he's the guy that turns into Iron Man because he puts on the Iron Man outfit.
Hey, look, it's a bird. It's a plane. It's Polak Johnny. There you go. Flying above all the Inner Harbor, you know, sitting there with a cosplay. Hey, look, it's another Wonder Woman. Man, oh, man. Couldn't pull that Gal Gadot. That'd be something else.
No.
Boy, oh, boy.
Maybe Linda Carter.
Boy, oh, boy. You know
Woman.
What? I'll tell you something. I wouldn't mind just seeing Robin Wright Penn show up, you know? I loved her in House of Cards.
Yeah, that's a good
she
show.
She was awesome.
I like that.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah. Comic-Con.
Oh, Comic-Con. Yes, sirree. Get yourself a natty bow and go to Comic-Con. That should be a lot of fun there. All right. I mentioned that I was, before we go to break here, I'll mention that I was going to give a recommendation. Bear with me. I am getting used to a new TV system, so I am doing a lot of on-demand with my new cable because I'm not doing DirecTV down here. So I just kind of press this button and surf and see what's happening.
Hi.
A show that I stumbled upon, it's 2018. I think it was released this summer, and it's called Love, Gilda. It brought back memories to me, and I did this just, I had the most wonderful, nostalgic Saturday Night Live moment last night, because it's a documentary about the wonderful, beautiful, talented Gilda Radner, who, and I had forgotten until I watched this documentary how much of a fan I was of Gilda Radner, and I got my wife to come along, and my wife, who is just clueless when it comes to early days of Saturday Night Live,
because
she's 12.
Yeah.
But it was really amazing to me to watch this, and I suddenly realized that everything that Gilda Radner did, almost everything, I don't want to go completely over the top and say she never had a bad sketch,
right.
But if you were a Gilda Radner fan, as so many people were, she didn't walk on, she was not on camera where I didn't smile or start to laugh.
Magical.
She had, were the characters perfection? No, but she, her presence was so appealing, and she was so flipping funny that she burned brightly for a very short period of time when you really add it all up. And she was brilliant. And this is the story of her life and her loves and her relationship with Gene Wilder and her untimely demise due to cancer. It was a trip down memory lane. And I kept saying to my wife, I keep pausing the video, and my wife's getting pissed. Will you shut up and still write? I said, no, you have to understand. You have to understand what she had. And she walked out. Look, I don't take anything away from all the women that have come after her, but Gilda was the original. She was the first one on Saturday Night Live, and she was so friggin' funny. I'm going to do this coming weekend, probably, you call it bunny trailing with Gilda Radner, where I look for all the different sketches she was in, from Emily Latella to Rosanna Dana, and just on
Baba
and on
Wawa.
And Baba Wawa. It was just...
A lot of people don't know this. You know, she was the first person cast for Saturday Night Live. In that first, even in that
Lorne
first
Michaels
season.
Wanted her. She began it. And
oh, wow.
And she wasn't on all the original sketches. She had to fight like all women did. But then the star just burned brighter and brighter and brighter. And you never get a better sense of how people that are that popular and that give so much, how did Carla articulate it to me last night? Man, the whole thing with celebrity and fame and all this is you work to get to where you are. And then if you hit big enough, Your life is gone. It really your life
belongs to the people,
and then you're miserable. It belongs to the people, and you're miserable. And it's really rare that somebody can. Don't point at me. Don't point at me.
Well, Mike, you know, you were the first person.
Me.
You were the first person cast for the Michael Mary show.
He pointed at me. I'm not miserable. I have a well-rounded life. I had that survey yesterday.
Let me ask a question about the doc, because I've read about it and I heard a long-form interview with Alan Zweibel, who used to be a writer on Saturday Night Live, and I think he produced this documentary. His Gilda was godmother to his children. So right. I understand there's a lot of unseen footage in this documentary.
Yeah, a lot of home movies and stuff like
and,
that.
And does that, I mean, does that give another look or aspect of her life?
Yeah, you find out all about what she was. Fat girl growing up, eating disorder, everything. Just, it's, oh my God. I mean, it's sad. I said that was really sad at the end. Carla says to me, it was sad from the beginning. And she's probably right.
Well, I mean,
she's probably
so many,
right. She was hysterically funny, though. She
so many funny people, you know, have
some
dated sort of
She dated everybody, and it was just but the love story at the end of her life with her and with Gene Wilder, it just was there are documentaries that are hack, and then there are documentaries where they get it right, and they used a lot of her writing about her life and from her book, and I recommend it. It's called Love, Gilda. If you're a Saturday Night Live fan like I was back
Netflix?
In the day, just I don't know where it is. Look it up. Find
okay,
it out. We'll tell people
it.
Where it is. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, running late as usual. Sorry about that.
This fall's going to be great, and the More Network is the place where you can get it all. With your emails and gifts on the Tuesday mailbag and your calls on Wide Open Wednesdays. The return of Nikki Diamond.
Light 'em up!
More fun and more thrills with all of your favorite shows on the all-new TMOS app. Along with two new ways to share the fun of TMOS through IGTV from Instagram and the TMOS channel on YouTube. And TMOS Live 2018 in Las Vegas. Sin City will never be the same. Don't miss 1 minute of the fun and hijinks with more to come on the all-new TMOS app and at MikeOmaraShow.com. Just listen to us now.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, this is a commercial, but this is a special moment on the show.
How's that?
It's time for a fashion show.
Aha!
Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the program is brought to you by MeUndies. Mm. I always knew MeUndies was really cool underwear with the fun, crazy prints. Now, I have to point out that my MeUndies are going to be modeled in another commercial.
Okay.
But today, I have been informed that... MeUndies, the fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show, being worn currently by the one, the only, Mr. Rob Spiewak. Before
yes,
we
ladies.
Get to the fashion part of this program, every pair of MeUndies uses a micro-modal fabric, which is three times softer than regular cotton. It's exactly what you want down there.
Mike, it's a game changer.
Oscar, are you prepared for this commercial to have this fashion show?
I didn't know that Rob was going to show his off, so
yes.
I can save mine or show you one of mine and then slowly show the rest of my collection as the week goes by.
Are you wearing them currently?
Oh, I have them in my hand underneath the console.
Well, not today. In order to show you the MeUndies, we're going to have them on. You're wearing yours right now?
I am.
MeUndies just launched a brand new membership.
They're
which makes
down
it
there
easy.
In my pants.
Thank you, Rob. MeUndies just launched, this is hard for me. They just launched a brand new membership which makes it easy to upgrade your top drawer with new undies each month. And you know, stop, put them down. You only put them on, you're going to model them too soon. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping for all the clothing that you wear. Down there.
Yes.
MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchaser, it's wonderful. And 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. To get your 15% off of your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. No confusion there.
No.
MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's it. And now...
Patty, close your eyes, please.
As we... ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spiewak is... going to
close your eyes,
model
man.
Is of all the people These are the extra smalls that he's wearing.
They got them for every size. Right, every size.
This is good.
Keep them closed, okay. Maddie.
There we go. Over to the microphone a little bit. You're doing it for your car.
Yeah.
He's such a dad.
I can't see it on my camera.
So MeUndies lets you choose if you want boxer briefs.
What is the pattern? What is the pattern he has?
It's like a banana. It's a fun dad print.
No, what it is, I actually let MeUndies choose my print. It's peaches on vacation. There's peaches in a hammock. There's peaches on a beach.
Wonderful. How do they feel? How do they feel down there?
To be perfectly honest, no exaggeration, yes. Never felt anything like
Rob
it.
Rob picked the boxers, the proper right. boxers.
I did.
Well, I got boxers, too. Mm. I got mine out in the kitchen, and I'll be modeling them for future MeUndies commercials. But they make you feel good down there.
Energized.
The fabric, it seems phenomenal.
With no disrespect to the fabulous company MeUndies, that may have been the most difficult commercial I've ever had to do.
Well, because you knew the end was coming.
I knew it was coming.
That's why they got a 4-minute read.
Because you didn't want to get to the end.
Yes, yeah, so take the blindfold off of her. Please.
This is a jam-packed show today because I've got so much good material today. And this is the Michael William O'Mara quote of the week.
You teased us with this. I'm dying to hear this.
I don't do this very often, but I do it when he does say something. I actually transcribed this last night from my wife. My wife getting my son out of the tub. It was bath time last night, and he got out of the tub, and she's drying him off, and he doesn't thrust himself at her, but he kind of references down there where we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. And this is getting out of the tub. He's naked. She's drying him off. And he says to her, quote, "You better watch out or I'm going to give you 1,000 berry spritzers." I don't know.
What?
I don't, and he points at his ding-a-ling down there.
Because you call them berries?
We were having last night in the domicile something that I had at my sister's house in Maine, which is a spritzer. I forgot what kind of booze is in it, but it's this orangey kind of very, it's a very hot weather type
Isn't
of
it
beverage.
Maybe white wine, it's orange liqueur, and club soda?
It's an Aperol spritzer is what it is. It is a female drink that your boy happens to love because it's kind of light and it's nice and it's tasty. And maybe he heard that, but I refer when we are wrestling or when he's jumping on the bed, I said, "Be careful of the berries. Don't step on my berries." And I've said that since he was a year old. I said, "Watch out for the berries." Because anybody that has a small child knows that, much like dogs, when they jump on you, they go right for the balls.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do. And I've referred, you don't want to say B-A-L-L-S to your kid. So I say berries. So he jumps out of the tub. He's getting dried off. He said, "Watch out or I'm going to give you 1,000 berry spritzers."
Wow.
Berry spritzers.
Does the berry spritzer, or the one that you make that you love so much before you say goodnight, is that one, is the color of that spritzer the color of number one?
It is, actually. It should be because it is.
It's orangey. It's the color of number one if you need to get to a hospital.
It's a dehydrated man's number one.
It's more than dehydrated. You've got a medical issue. If your pee looks like an Aperol spritzer, you need to get right into the emergency room.
The recipe is as follows. It is 3 parts Prosecco, 2 parts Aperol, a splash of soda water served on the rocks in an old-fashioned glass. And I'm trying to find out now what Aperol is.
And by the way, Rob, I know what a lot of listeners are saying, my biker buddies out there right now. Yes, okay. And after you drink 4 of them, Mike, you're ready for your vaginal rejuvenation. I understand. Understand this, okay? That's true. I understand this is a chicky drink, but I love the flavor.
It's 2018. I don't think people should look at drinks through that lens anymore.
Yeah, I'll take a picture of it. It's pretty.
Aperol
is an aperitif
made of gentian, rhubarb, and cinchona. Is it sort of a sour flavor?
Well, I had it mixed in the whole drink. So what's the mixture again? What is the mixture?
I think it was 3 parts Prosecco, which is essentially champagne, mm-hmm. 2 parts of the... of this Aperol, which is not very alcoholic at all. It's like a wine. It's 11%. And then a splash of soda water served with an orange wedge. So, it's made by the Campari company.
Your son He was at such a young age has this comedy gene where he's like,
he does.
I know that kind of looks like what happens when I go number one, and this is where it comes out. This is what is essentially his soda gun, and, and he threatens people with it, which is great.
Soda gun. Right.
And now, he's in the numbers too, so everything's always got a number with it. I'm going to give you 1,000 Barry Spritzers. There you go. Thank you, boy. Yeah, there you go.
As long as it's carbonated.
As long as it's carbonated, it's fine.
They can't stop laughing.
That or he's going to be a sexual deviant, one or the other. Who knows?
Well, it's a win-win.
Let me see if I've got this one here, though, because I just want to make sure we've got
it. Aperol, it's less bitter than Campari, it says.
My dad never called these things the berries, but he also was never around.
That's
By
true.
The way, if you didn't hear yesterday's show, now a little musical selection for you.
Yes. Here he is.
Go.
1, 2, 3, man didn't care. 1, 2, 3.
Those love numbers.
Didn't care. He did it. He washed up in shore. No, no.
No.
Someone finds body, throws its bones into the salty water. A lobster boat comes, found his bones, put them in a hot pot, begged them for dinner. Then he didn't care. He didn't want to wash. He went down.
I love that creature. I love that creature more than anything I've ever loved in my life. That's it. There he goes. That's my son. Thank you. We'll take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen.
1,000 Barry Spritzer?
1,000 Barry Spritzer. Yeah, sure. We'll come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Ricky Skaggs.
America was founded on balance. Two houses of legislature, the two-party system. And here at Political Persuasions, we have the two sides of O'Mara. The calm Mike.
I am open-minded.
And the burning liberal Mike.
It's crap. That's what I do.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Together, they coexist in Mike's brain and right here on Political Persuasions.
It's about the guns.
They clash. They argue.
Tough. Beans.
With a little help from me, Chris Freitz, they provide a balanced seesaw of sanity.
How many people shoot for food?
Can somebody please pass the blood pressure medication?
Speaker of the House? Come on.
Political Persuasions. Download it this Thursday and every Thursday at politicalpersuasions.com.
I'm going to die.
And wherever fine podcasts are found.
We're all going to die, and someday you are as well.
And God bless America.
Makes me want to throw up.
Thank you. By the way, on this week's Political Persuasions, a brand new impression will be debuted.
Oh, really?
And, this is going to get me onto the stages of the comedy clubs across the country. Please make sure you tune into Political Persuasions for the debut of my fabulous Mitch McConnell impression.
Hey, that's terrific.
Anyway, thank you very
much. Folks should know there's an exception to that promo. Wednesday drop day this week.
Yeah.
So this afternoon there will be Political Persuasions.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter what day we taped the show this week. There's crap going on every single day. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by our bonus packages. There's a change in the air. It's autumn, time for college football, tailgating.
Why are you giving me all these nasty words to say?
I like
tailgating,
it.
You whore.
Oh, my God.
Playing cornhole in the yard, you insensitive bastard. Columbus Day, you disgusting moron. And watch the foliage.
It's beautiful foliage. I don't understand.
Just like you make watch the foliage turn. Just like you make my stomach turn with your hideous face. The only thing worse than looking at you, TMOS listeners that don't subscribe to the bonus show, they suck worst of all. They give me the bad feeling of nausea and tension headaches combined. So be courteous. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now.
When?
Now. Okay. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has the yummy flavor that screams, Gourds!
Gourds!
Woo! Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Please, don't look at me. And we thank you.
News.
Boo.
I give fear.
The cause. Raggetts Rolls, Riesenheisen, Bill Cosby, sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison yesterday for drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constand in 2004. He was also hit with a $25,000 fine and declared a sexually violent predator. Prosecutors were asking for 5 to 10 while his lawyers were pushing for house arrest. The sentence was reduced from a maximum of 30 years after some of the charges were combined. Bill is 81 years old. Before he was led away in handcuffs, the judge told him, quote, "It's time for justice. Mr. Cosby, this is all circled back to you. The time has come." Mm. And it did. Everybody who saw him in cuffs, that's a strange moment yesterday. America's dad for many, many years. Strange world we live in, ladies and gentlemen.
My feeling when I saw it, and I don't know if I'm wrong or if I'm alone in this, it pissed me off. It made me mad. It made me mad because he gave the illusion of being a good person and painted himself so perfectly in that way, and we all went for it. For 50 years, we bought it. And he made me laugh so much, and I still have every one of his comedy albums, and many of them I have memorized just from repeated listening. How many times have we all watched Bill Cosby himself on HBO and bought into the whole thing of him being a good and funny guy? And he's a villain.
The predator.
He's a monster. He's a monster, yeah. And it pisses me off.
Yep. He's going away for at least 3 years. I don't think he gets out before 3 years.
And he should stop wearing suspenders.
I don't know. One thing where he and I agree.
God, depressing news day yesterday.
I think, you know what? I think he'll die in prison. I don't think he'll last. I don't think he'll last.
It's interesting. Will Smith turned 50 yesterday. He celebrated by trying to give himself a heart attack. Will bungee jumped, I watched the video, into the Grand Canyon from a helicopter. I don't know if anybody saw this. Say what you want about the Fresh Prince, but this was a level of terror that people wouldn't wish on their worst enemy, and Will did it voluntarily.
Yeah.
Thankfully, there's video, and it does a great job of showing just how nuts this was.
He's abject got terror. Yeah.
There's no way you slice it where he doesn't have courage. Over the Grand Canyon, bungee jumping out of a helicopter and hanging outside of it for a good long time. Then even after the jump, he spent a while just being flung around the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. You got to land.
Yeah.
It was amazing. He was yelling about how gorgeous everything was, maybe in case those were his last words, but you know, oh God, if you got the chip in you where you can do that, maybe you can handle it. A bunch of onlookers were there. What's that?
I need at least 3 quaaludes before I jump out of anything.
Oh, that's right. My God, a lot of onlookers. The fam was there with him, including his whole family, and of course Alfonso Ribeiro, of course, who doesn't have anything better to do. Well, he was hosting the live stream. Of course he was.
It was easy for him. Who else would do it? He actually works at a gift shop at the Grand Canyon.
Hey, we'll get Alfonso to do it. I'm free.
Do the Carlton dance.
According to ESPN, officials have called 34 roughing the passer penalties this season, which is a sharp increase from 2016 and 2017 when there were 20 and 16 of those calls through 3 weeks. Does that mean there were 20 total and there are 34 this year? I don't know. Some members of the league's competition committee are reportedly uncomfortable with this. This is funny.
This is making me uncomfortable.
They're having a meeting about it next week. Don't expect changes. The competition committee made protecting the quarterback an emphasis when tweaking the rule book this past offseason, specifically adding language about the defender not falling on and putting their weight into the quarterback. The intent of the rule might be good, but it's nearly impossible for defenders to avoid landing on a quarterback when tackling him because of physics.
If you want some good insight to this, listen to this most recent episode of the Santana Moss podcast.
Yeah, they really break it down, and it's really eye-opening how if you're that defensive back and it's your job to get the quarterback and you're bonused by sacks,
yeah,
and you don't get that money because the sack is nullified because of a penalty that was just caused by a new rule.
Right.
And then on the other end,
they're taking your tools away.
You've got these quarterbacks that are throwing for over 400 yards every game because, by the way, they're not getting tackled because people are scared to tackle them.
Yeah.
The whole game. But then you've got the whole concussion protocol and all that crap. And so the whole thing is.
Ratings are up because they're throwing more for more yards and it's more exciting.
Yep.
The NFL probably won't make any changes mid-season, especially when it'd be pulling back on a safety-related rule, but it's possible that they could try to shift how the rule is enforced. Even that might not happen during the season, this season. So, yep. stay tuned. But you do have the concussion thing, and it's just, it's strange.
It
you
is.
Know? Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I'm so conflicted because, you know, with my kid, I don't think I'd let my kid play football, but I'm a
fan. You let him be a quarterback.
And I,
they don't get hit anymore. Touched.
That's right.
There's a 52-year-old woman named Diane Tirado, and she's been a teacher for almost 2 decades. This is another one of those things we have. Everything is a game. Everything is a board game now in the world, it seems. She started working as an 8th grade social studies teacher in Port St. Lucie, Florida. This is not a Florida story, so don't ask me about
that. You don't
know
where it is?
It's up the road from me.
Oh, very nice.
Well, at the beginning of the year, she gave her class an assignment to make an explorer's notebook. They had 2 weeks, but some of them didn't turn anything in, so Diane gave them zeros. And earlier this month, she got fired for it.
Mm.
It turns out the school has a policy that says the lowest grade a teacher can give a student is 50%, which is nuts because she quote said, if there's nothing to grade, how can I give somebody 50%, which makes
she's
sense
right.
to me. Even her students think it's ridiculous she got fired over the policy. One of them wrote in her Facebook post about the firing, quote, "You showed me to be responsible for my work and the things that I do." Yeah, I would say that's mm-hmm. legit. The school is standing by her firing. They put out a statement that said this was part of a pattern of her being, quote, defiant.
Hmm.
And she wasn't just fired over the grades. Well, she wasn't just fired over the grades. Tell us what she was fired for. School that's doing
shady.
Something stupid.
I think their policy should be to just fire her 50%.
Yeah, let her come to school half the day.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah, that's weird. Someone looked at inflation rates and posted a list of how much $10 was worth the year you were born. And they also posted one random item it could buy you today if that $10 still had the same buying power. They went through every year, starting with 1965, which is close enough to me where I'll take that one, when $10 was the equivalent of about $81. Here's one example from each decade, starting with the year 2000 and going back to 1970.
All right.
$10 in 2000 had the buying power of $15, or enough to buy 3 pints of Ben and Jerry's ice cream today. $10 in 1990 would be like $20 now, enough to buy a 12-pack of Red Bull or a 72-count bucket of Tide Pods. $10 in 1980 would be like $32 now, roughly what a set of Apple EarPods costs. That's the kind with wires, though.
Yes.
The wireless kind are $160. And $10 in 1970 would be like $67 now.
That's about when I was born, 71.
Which would cover a one-way Spirit Airlines ticket from New York to Miami. So if you were curious about inflation, that's what it is.
That's crazy. You could buy an airplane ticket for $10.
Imagine what Mo could have done with those dollars.
Turn them into
20.
A fortune.
That's right.
And now a little something, something. If you've been on the internet, you've watched a cat video.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm. Yeah.
But if you've been on the internet and you love cats, then apparently you've watched an absurd number of cat videos. According to a new survey, the average cat person checks out 725 cat videos and pictures per year.
Oh.
Assuming you've started around 2007 when social media and cat mania really took off, that would bring you up to nearly, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
8,000 cat videos by now. You believe that?
I guess you
I've
have
met
to.
My quota, I would say probably around May.
I don't watch them.
So Shannon I and I watch Odd Couple videos where there's nothing
Jack Klugman?
Adult about them. No, the Odd Couple when they have a dog and a cat that
oh,
are
yeah,
friends.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those, yeah.
Or they have a duck and a cat that are friends. Mm-hmm. Or when they have a turtle and a cat that are friends.
Yeah,
we watch
yeah.
them all day and we search for them on the web like rubes.
A turtle and a cat is oddly specific, as if he really does know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
well, the survey
the cat
also
gets
found
on the turtle and rides him.
Exciting, Oscar. The survey also found 38% of cat owners own a cat calendar.
Okay.
And the last part of the survey, here it is. The survey also found that cats don't care. Thank you very much. That's
yeah,
all I
I'm more about the dog videos.
Cat rides a turtle?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. The dumbing of America, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, you know what the snail said when it was riding the turtle?
What's that?
Whee!
Dead joke. We'll take a break and come back with Muck Muck's audio vault.
Hey, it's Maddie! And we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify. Just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen. And spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
See, Mike, they're both very slow.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for the explanation. If you're headed to Las Vegas for TMOS Live, we added an extra special treat to make the weekend even more special. Back to the 80s. A hilarious 1980s themed mystery involving a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and murder.
Murder!
Starring 98 Rock Morning Show host Justin Schlegel, more broadcasting's Rob and Joe, plus special onstage guests Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. But the real star of the show is you.
You.
Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. It's the night after our show in Las Vegas, Saturday, November 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Zappos Council Chambers Theater. For tickets, click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Come hang with us and make the weekend last a little longer. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, September 25. Rob Spiewak.
I like when I see something on the internet and someone just does the headline. So this is a thing now.
Oh, like the snail on top of the turtle?
Exactly. So the thing yesterday was people filming the frying of sausage links. And what happens is when you fry a sausage link, inside the link when it's raw, it has fat and it has water. And as you fry it, it escapes out the casing. And sometimes it sounds like people screaming. So these are
okay. I'm in. I'm in on this.
These are videos of frying sausages that sound like people screaming. And apparently, yes, this is a thing.
Now, hold on. I've cooked plenty of sausages in my life, and I've not heard. How do you get that sound?
I think it has to do probably with the heat and the brand of the sausage.
The type of sausage.
Because it has to have a certain amount of water and fat that is escaping at a rate that it sounds like this.
Send me the sausage and the temperature. I'd like to do that at home. I'd really like to do that at home.
And what you have to do is, once you get deeper into YouTube, there's people that have made it look like horror films, and they've added scary music, and it's the killing of the sausages. But it's so I don't know if that's going to be a thing that lasts, but that's a thing that was happening yesterday. So if you're a top athlete, I guess you have to have a pretty high opinion of yourself. Part of the mindset that helps you go to the next level. They asked Tiger Woods.
Competent.
They asked Tiger Woods this week, who would he put? And I love this question for most things. Who would you put on the Mount Rushmore of golf? The four key people that, you know, like the presidents, the heads at Mount Rushmore.
Right.
So I asked him about the Mount Rushmore of golf.
My all-time Mount Rushmore of golf. Okay, well, probably Snead, Jones, Nicklaus, me.
He's honest.
Yeah, I think he's right.
That's top funny. Four. I did a little more research on his girlfriend because I need to know like
yeah.
what's
happening.
Well,
she's been around for a long time. She was at the Ryder Cup last time they had.
How do I put this? And I could be wrong. You know how sometimes we all go through a moment in life where we got like a back burner chick, like she's great to like hang around in private, but you don't really want to bring around your friends? You know, has anybody ever been in a relationship?
I think you're on your own.
Oh, okay.
You're out there. We're not sending you any lifelines right now.
Well, some people have. I feel like
I read about it in a book.
I feel like this is so you should know that they met because she worked at his restaurant. She was one of like the managers of
the
restaurant.
She was the manager at the restaurant Jupiter.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And then they struck up a relationship, and then he didn't really go public for some time, it looked like.
Right.
And somebody say it's a private
thing. It was
thing.
Right after the Lindsey Vonn era.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So when you go through a bad breakup, I'm not saying I've done this, but sometimes you're just like, yeah, this will be good. Like the not forever girl, but for all right now girl.
So are you saying in this long-winded way that you believe that this Tiger relationship will not necessarily last, Oscar?
Mark my words, by the end of the year, an upgrade is on the way. He's a winner now.
Yeah.
It's time to move on. Sunnier days. Here, I'm going to break you off a chunk of these winnings. Good luck. We'll be friends forever. Moving on.
She's a Band-Aid chick.
The Tiger timeline. Okay, hit the alarm for both of you guys. Jesus Christ. The Tiger timeline is unpredictable. You don't know what
you don't know when he's going to win, when he's going to get drunk and drive into a pole. You
he's
never
not
can
normal.
Tell.
he has not led a normal life as far as relationships and just his, you know, his thing. I would tell you based
she's
on the age factor.
She's a little homely compared to the rest of them. Let's be honest.
Oh, my God. Well, yes, but I mean, but this might be the one. She might be the one where she brings something to the table besides what he's looked
like
for all his life.
Like a wonderful sense of humor.
Thank you. Let's move on, shall we?
There's bad lighting on the.
I bet she has a great personality. And as my grandfather once said,
she's not that bad looking.
As my grandfather once said about a girl with a great personality, he said she'd have to.
Oh, God, stop it. Hit the alarm again for yourself.
No, this is what you do.
That's a posthumous misogyny alarm for my grandfather.
I understand, Bruce.
That was mean.
That was mean. That was mean.
Please move along. Yeah, okay. I am uncomfortable. Thank you.
He fought in the war for our right to say
that. Is that where you got quite a knockout from?
Exactly.
Yeah, she's a knockout.
That Fraulein is a knockout.
Okay, let's move on.
There's a rapper. A hip-hop singer, popular among the youth of today. His name is Lil Xan, X-A-N, and he was recently hospitalized.
If you want to see a picture of him, just go to TMZ.
And a lot of people thought he obviously had some sort of drug trouble, because when a youthful rapper goes to the hospital, they think it must be an OD. He did not OD on drugs.
I just want to let everybody know I was in the hospital, not due to any drugs, but I guess I ate too many hot Cheetos. And it ripped something in my stomach open, so I puked a little blood. So we good.
Yeah, we good. It was the Flaming Hot Cheetos that got him.
Like diverticulitis.
I don't believe that.
You don't?
No.
That's amazing.
I think it's I don't know. Who cares?
He's so Shut young, up, though, that someone could be that dumb.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the hospital for too much caffeine.
Yeah, Julia
it's a lot
got
of Cheetos, it would seem to me, even if they were spicy.
Julia got a mouth burn from overeating vinegar, salt and vinegar chips. They're just too acidic. So
yeah, so she didn't develop the immunity yet like her father?
No. Okay. My mouth is like the bottom of a shoe. All right. Yesterday on the 15th hour of the Today Show, Tom Arnold was on, and he was talking to Megyn Kelly, because I'm sure you've heard about the run-in. It was, I believe, a pre-Emmy party?
Yes.
Where he got in an altercation with Mark Burnett.
I've been watching Tom Arnold's show, by the way.
Oh, that's right. The secret tape show?
Yes.
Okay. And
The search for the Trump tapes.
Yes. Give us an update on that in the very
pretty funny.
Near future.
Pretty funny.
So Roma Downey claims that he bruised her. Mm. And he went on to tell his side of the story on the Today Show. And that's all fine and well and good. Just listen to the way Tom Arnold talks, okay?
She tweeted a picture of a bruise.
Did you cause that bruise?
That bruise, yeah. Well, Roma Downey's like, Julie Chen, hold my beer. She goes, I am going to.
Stop that.
No.
Stop
she's
that,
like,
Tom.
I love Julie Chen, but she's like, I am going to be with my CEO husband when he assaults someone, and I'm going to say that person assaulted me. I'm going to lie.
That's what she did.
Is he still on drugs? Because the way he talks, he sounds like he's on a 9-day coke binge.
Personal terms, or Julie Chen for that matter.
He really does.
To those disparaging personal terms, she said I assaulted her.
What?
That's disparaging me.
So you deny it.
Coke. My septum. I don't have a septum anymore.
What I'm doing, I'm asking you about her allegations.
I know, but why are you. Why would you. That woman was touched by an angel on TV. Right? He's touched by Tom Arnold, and it's, you know, she's touched by the devil right there.
Watching that segment made me feel ill at ease in my own home. Like, it was that weird.
Yep.
He's just, I worry
the
for him.
The television show is not bad. He goes on Howard Stern and demands the Howard Stern archive tapes from Howard. And Howard wouldn't give him the rights to the camera footage they took in studio. They're friends. And then, so he does, he has an artist recreate the actual showing his appearance on the
So they do a dramatic show. Recreation?
So they animate Stern, they animate Tom, they animate everybody.
So does he have the tape and they put visuals to it?
Yeah, no, and then he finds a guy who from the dark web that has the actual, the bootleg tapes, and then he plays them, which is ballsy.
Yeah, it is.
But the guy that showed up with the bootleg Stern tapes from Trump being on Stern years ago that Stern will not give up, they play him on there and you hear what is transcribed and said. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's fun. It's a fun show. It's a fun show.
That is so, so weird.
And then Tom Arnold said,
have you seen where my septum is?
And big news for big people everywhere, it's no longer Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's just called Dunkin'.
Mm. Dunkin' Donuts announced that next year they will shorten their name from Dunkin' Donuts to just Dunkin'. Yeah. and their customers will shorten the name of their disease from diabetes to just Beaties.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting, the engine of freedom and democracy, requires your participation. Remember, register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's a bingo.
Goodbye.